countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
This is Robert Cronin. Robert is a third-generation publican from Newcastle West in County Limerick.
I have, there's two mares and two mule foals, and I have a donkey that's going to foal or tonight or tomorrow off, or they're all off the big flat.
But aside from the bar work, which took him to the USA for many years, he has also had a lifelong love of donkeys and breeds mules.
I breed mules, yeah. I brought this big donkey in from France. He's a Poitou donkey, and over 2 years ago, and I bought him and I brought him in to breed these mules.
And last week, a baby mule, which is a cross between a male donkey and a female horse, was born into his drove. But it's a baby mule with a difference. It's the quite rare Appaloosa breed, with a black and white polka dot appearance.
This mule is very special because of his colouring, because or he looks like a zebra or a Dalmatian dog, and they're very, very rare. They're like hen's teeth. He's an Appaloosa mule. He's 9 days old today.
9 days. Mm. So you must have got a surprise when you saw him.
Yeah, I was shocked, yeah. I was like a child myself. I got up at 5:30 in the morning because I knew she was going to fall, so I came down to see, and then I was amazed when I seen the colour.
Yeah.
Robert has always loved donkeys and keeps many on land he rents in Newcastle West.
So, we'll say, or it goes back to my childhood, and or there was an old man, or Davy McMahon. He was a farmer out the road, and he used to go to the creamery on a donkey and cart. So we used to jump up in the cart and go to the creamery, and we used to come back up with him. And as we got older then, we kind of got a bit cheekier, and then we started going up to his farm. And then I bought a donkey. I said, well, I was on my communion money, I bought a donkey, I think, for the first time.
You know, they're a kind of a scriptural animal. They were in the Bible. And
his neighbour, Con Cremin, also has a grow and appreciation for the donkey.
Even when going to school, I mean, I learned about a lot up in the donkey and Passion Sunday, or the Palm Sunday, up in the yearling. I don't know how he got a yearling to go up, you know, but he was, oh Lord, this was he. I'm sure he was up in the donkey before he was born, inside the mare before he was born, like, you know, so, you know, that's special.
Damien O'Reilly, Tony Hawk.
Hello, Tony.
That's right. Pleased to meet you.
While donkeys are mainly kept as pets now, and while sadly we hear many stories of donkey neglect, they were once used as hardy working animals on farms across Ireland.
I met donkeys 30 years.
Con and Robert take me to meet their neighbour, 90-year-old Tony Haw, who used to breed donkeys and now keeps an eye on Robbie's donkeys and mules on his land.
Well, I liked them. I met him 30 years. And I was buying them and selling them, and, you know. So I liked the job, and, you know, I was used to them, and I liked the job, going to the fairs and all and everything, yeah. Buying them and selling them, like. I sold a donkey about 15 years ago, a donkey mare and a jack foal in Cahirmia, and I got 1,650 for them. And the same day, a small bit over, a black donkey with a white mouth, she made £2,000. They were going over to England. They were supposed to be going to England, like, you know. So they were, but they're a different job now today, like. Mm. They're only a couple of £100 today.
Yeah.
No one wants them now, like, you know.
And our donkeys, are they good companions for horses?
Oh, they are. The horses are mad for the donkeys. See, they only walk away, like. They don't run at all, donkeys. They just walk easy, like. And they're great for young horses now that keep the horses together.
And were they popular all over the country, Con, on farms?
Oh, they were. All over the country, especially the poorer parts of the country, you know what I mean?
Back in Listowel and Kerry and everything, they all had donkeys going to the creamery. All they had.
They used it for all the transport.
And the bogs, they brought out loads of turf from the bog, yeah. Donkeys. They, yeah. So they know what work they're doing.
There's an old story there of my uncle, or he told me what they used to do years ago. When there'd be a fair in town or a mart in the town, yeah. All the guys would come in from the different villages, and or they'd have a few pints, and that night they'd fall out and they'd just jump on top of the cart, and the donkey would know the way home.
Really?
So they wouldn't have to drive the donkey home at all. They'd just come out on time and throw themselves up in the cart, and he'd walk away home, and he'd get them home. But Or my uncle used to tell me that they used to switch the donkeys under the different cars. So when the guys would come out, a guy that would be living in Castlemahon would end up in Corrycarry. So he'd get out and he'd get on the car, and next thing he'd wake up inside and some. Or they used to do that, or they used to switch the donkeys when the guys would be drinking, and they'd come out and they'd end up in different parts of the country after a night's drinking. Yeah. They used to be at that crack as well.
I know, the rest, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah. That was the word, all donkeys, going to the crib and going to mass. There was a lot of people driving donkeys going to mass. Oh, there was.
Right, so they were the original driverless car.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, a few ponies were trained up or two, but the donkeys were very. The donkey wanted to get back home anyway, and he was. That was often done all right.
And they're very quiet, like. See where they come up to now and everything.
Yeah. Robbie says that this new arrival, this rare Appaloosa mule male, is not for sale at any price. Instead, he'd be taken to shows around the country, and may even star on the big screen. After he was born last week, Robbie put a call out to the general public for suggestions for a name for the new arrival. And he got many suggestions, including...
We think we're going to call him Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Hollywood, yeah.
God, yeah. It'd be a nice name, yeah. It would be. Yeah, Hollywood, yeah.
Oh, where did you get that name?
Someone sent it in on a text.
Right.
So I think that we'll go with that name, Hollywood.
Yeah. Because he's a star, like, he should be out in Hollywood, yeah, yeah. That's good, he's in the movies. It's a good name, Hollywood.
Hollywood, 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 Hollywood.
The story of Hollywood, the rare Appaloosa male foal born in Newcastle, West County Limerick, on the property of Robbie Cronin. And you also heard me speak there to other local farmers, Tony Ha and Con Cremin. Thanks for the lovely welcome I received there during the week. And if you want to see what Hollywood looks like, I've just tweeted a short video at RTE Countrywide.